Happy Halloween, all you Holly weirdos out there. Bryce and I decided to give you a little treat. We decided to compose a little list, and that is some of the most haunted schools in California. Just gather around as you turn up the volume while you put on your Halloween makeup and get into your Halloween costume, as we talk about some of the most haunted universities, high schools, and even elementary schools in the West Coast. We see you over there in Ontario, California, Chaffee High School. And what about you Red Devils over there in Pomona High? And you're looking kind of creepy over there, Bakersfield High. And what's the deal with Scary Dairy over there at Cal State Channel Islands? It seems like you have more than just a haunted dairy farm. We'll say it once and we'll say it again. You better grab that Himalayan salt lamp and maybe sprinkle a little circle of salt around your bed tonight, because we are going to get too ghoul for school as we go down our list of some of the most haunted schools in California. So now let's get into the school spirit. Guys, happy Halloween.
Spoopy.
It's October 30th, 2021, crazy. And we just thought, let's do an impromptu episode, because it's been a bit of a crazy month.
It has been an insane month.
What a year today has felt like.
Yes, literally, though. Like, I always, at the end of every day, I have to write these little, like, reports for how much money we made that day, and I almost every day start writing, and I type, like, March. Like, Mart, and like, oh, wait, we're in October.
Yeah.
Like, where did this year go?
And tomorrow I've always will said, be 2025.
Like, when I hit October, because of, like, remember how the school used to be broken up into, like, the four quarters?
Yeah.
So it was like, once you hit October, that's it. You're in the new year. Like, it's just a sprint to the end now. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. It has gone by so fast. I was just thinking last night, oh, man, like, literally next week I have to take down my beloved children.
They look so beautiful in here.
Halloween decor. No. I got my little ghost tablecloth right here. I don't want to let that go.
I just think it can be spooky season all year round.
Yeah, I know. Spooky turkey
don't
season.
Don't tell Charlie.
I know.
We're just keeping all of this up. It's fine.
He's like, oh, boy.
He's in the other room just cursing us.
Exactly. You might be hearing our other co-host, Mia, the boxer, my little baby boo. Right here, our little fur baby, but she's taking a little nap. But guys, we wanted to give a couple of shout outs before we jump into the school spirit of this episode in every sense of the word.
Yes.
We wanted to give a big shout out to Sophia Temporelli, the ghost host, and her pops, Jan. I don't know why I want to call him Jan.
Jan. That Midwest.
I know. We just had a really awesome interview with them this afternoon. And on Live Paranormal, follow her, the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli. And if you don't know much about her, she has the ability to see dead people.
Very sixth sense. Love that.
Yes, she is a female and a investigator, a spectacular paranormal investigator. I think between the ages, I could be wrong, I think when she was between the ages of 7 to 11, she was very young. She investigated the Queen Mary with the infamous Peter James, rest in peace, and his mustache.
Yes.
Have you ever seen pictures of Peter James?
You know how I feel about a mustache. It's very positive.
Right. I was always, like, so enamored with it. He had this white shoulder-length hair, and then the black handlebar mustache.
My boyfriend is always like, I'm going to shave my beard. I'm going to shave. I'm like, no. Not if you're going to keep dating me. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I'm a real treat, as you can tell.
I know. I like a good man with facial hair. Same. Charlie has it, too.
He does. He looks good.
I know, doesn't he? Every time he tries to shave, I'm like, mm-mm. No.
That is not how this works.
When he did that once, and I'm like, who are you? What are you doing in my house, stranger?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like when a stranger calls, when a stranger all of a sudden shaves his beard.
And look, it's not, everyone can't grow a beard, so I get it.
I know.
And that must suck, because I, for the longest time, thought I could not grow a beard.
Patches?
No. So here's the thing. I was so paranoid. No, I never was. Thank God.
Oh, God.
No shade. I because I was so paranoid of having, like, you know, in high school when, like, the guys are, like, trying to grow facial hair, but it's, like, splotchy or thin or, like, yes. the trash stash. I was so paranoid. I clean shaved every day.
Oh, wow.
Until I was, like, a junior in college. And then I had been cast in a show, Once Upon a Mattress, which was made famous by Carol Burnett.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
It's such a cute show, and I was playing the knight, and so I, like, well, I'll just see. Like, I'll just try and grow a beard, and if it's good, I'll keep it, and if not, like, we can get a fake one. And then this is what happened.
I was like, it looks great.
I will not be clean shaving
it looks
ever again.
Fantastic.
Thank God, because I'm so lazy now. Like, I guess I'm a beard girl now.
Another shout out that we want to give out is to our friend, our head witch, Zachariah the Witch. You're not following him, please do. Zachariah the Witch on Instagram and Facebook. He had a medical scare.
Yeah.
This man was paralyzed.
Crazy.
He was able to heal and get on his feet, literally get on his feet and perform at Beauty of Burlesque.
Yep.
Which was a weekend, I think almost 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
No, a week ago. And do his services at the Raven Society. Yeah. So
I just love him.
He's
such like a welcome, like for anyone who doesn't feel comfortable, like myself, if you feel a little overwhelmed by the paranormal or witchcraft or any of these things, and if you are intrigued, he's so good. I have always felt at meeting people where they're at and welcoming people in while also educating. I think that's such a hard balance to find. I think a lot of people in this community can err too far one side or the other. They're either like gatekeeping and they don't let anybody in.
Yes, or, we just experienced that a couple of weeks ago.
Or they just meet people and they're like, whatever you do is fine, and there's no reverential spirit towards the history of the craft or the land that we're on. And he, I think, does such a good job of maintaining the honor of the practice while meeting people. I don't know. I just have so much respect for him, and I'm so glad he's doing better.
Absolutely, 100%. So he is doing phenomenal.
We're
he's
so
doing
glad.
Fantastic. Show your support. Follow him.
Yeah.
And we're just happy that we still get to have him around. I mean, this man has been... He passed away for several minutes. Remember in that episode when
so
he was telling
crazy.
Us? Like, he's like, yeah, I died for a couple minutes and came back.
Yeah.
We're like, okay. All right,
calm down,
now
Julia Roberts and fucking, what is it with Kiefer Sutherland when they all, like, kill themselves?
Oh, my God. What is it? Liners.
Flatliners. I love that movie.
Yes, and then they try to do the remake, and it was like,
oh, no,
never do that again.
No,
you do not touch her.
No.
So, but we were just so happy that he is making a fantastic recovery. So, kudos to you, Zachariah, and we hope that you make a full 100% recovery, even though it looks like you have.
I know, crazy.
I know, but you know, we're just so happy that we still have you around.
I know.
All right, now, speaking
like,
of...
Who are these people? I don't know them. So please stop calling me.
We're your fans.
Love us.
Well, guys, speaking of patches and high school boys trying to grow their beards in high school, we're going to be talking about some of the most haunted schools in California. So are your nerves okay, Bryce?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have been hiding in the comments of our TikTok videos because every time they come up, I just like make sure that the comment page is pulled up so that if there's any jump scare, I don't get too scared. But they've been very tame and very user-friendly.
Oh, I'd like to hide in the comments whenever they're like, oh, look closely in this TikTok video. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
I always have to do it on Thalassophobia TikTok. So addicted because there's two. I have Thalassophobia, and there's another one where it's like man-made objects that are submerged in water. And it scares me so bad. I like want to throw up when I like the thought of a shark swimming underneath my feet makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
But I can't look away. I cannot look away.
Even
so I
when
to,
I'm in the swimming pool.
Oh, I will not swim in the pool at night. Absolutely not. Like, no. But I like can't look away, so I always have the comment pulled up so I can like hide and still kind of watch it. I'm such a baby.
Well, we'll be talking about the most haunted schools in California. If you've been following my TikTok series, I've been covering the most haunted high schools and universities.
Obsessed.
And trust me, there are quite a few. I mean, I'm so shocked with some of the histories of these high schools. Like they were built either on top of or next to a graveyard.
Yeah.
Possibly an Indian burial ground.
we just like are not good at learning lessons.
No, we are not. It's like researching these schools and how they were established. Even back then, mm-hmm. they didn't have enough land.
Like, just don't build things there. It's so simple.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's a graveyard. We could just build a condo mm-hmm. or maybe an organic like horse farm right there. Like, yeah. It'd be fine.
Or, I don't know, give the land back to the people that care about it.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. That
old thing. Just some light reclamation. Work. Go figure. I'll never not love the meme that's like, it's almost like this country was built on an Indian burial ground. Like,
oh. Yeah. 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 Well, let's get into some of the most haunted schools in California, along with some that have some chilling haunted legends and accounts. Now, you guys remembered when we had done our own episodes of our former job mm-hmm. that was a haunted school. You can look for those episodes labeled, Is Our Job Haunted by the Ghosts of Charlie Chaplin, Part 1 and 2? But let's go the distance and find out what and where the most haunted schools are located in California. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of our California listeners have stories and legends of their former high schools or universities. And we would love to receive them for our part two of most haunted high schools and universities in California. So if you want to send them over to hollyweirdparanormal@gmail.com, we would definitely love to read them. Bryce, not so much. And
I
do
will
a part
still
two.
Read them.
But you won't be too happy.
I'll be
them,
scared.
Right?
It's fine.
Bryce, did you ever have a haunted school? Like, did you attend one?
Or? Not a high school.
Okay.
Not that I can remember. High school was, I don't think there was anything. There were some strange incidences at our high school, but they were all very, like, how did this man-made thing? Like, they were all very explainable. I don't think there was anything, but at the university that I went to in Indiana, yes, there were several instances of... At the time, I wouldn't have even known what to call it, but now I would say that they were like paranormal observances. And ironically, for those of you who are new listeners or don't know, I went to a very conservative Christian school in Indiana. I'm just going to choke on that. I can't even say it. I'm haunted by my school. And so I remember specifically I was a sophomore, and this missionary had come to speak at Chapel Week. And he later became a professor, I think, of theology or worked in the theology department. And he was talking and he said, you know, I've been a missionary for, at that time, it had been like 20 years. And he had been a missionary in Southeast Asia. I don't remember which country specifically. And he said, no matter what, whenever I come to this school, the spiritual activity at this school far outweighs anything that I've seen in the field.
No.
And that always really struck me as like, you know, Indiana is sort of like the white bread state of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the slogan is the like crossroads of America. Like crossroads isn't like drive through and don't look back. Okay. No offense to Indiana.
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting that like this person who, you know, some of the activity that I have also seen has been in Southeast Asia, in my time in Thailand. And, you know, we kind of think like, oh, we're at this Christian university. It must not have that much. Like, people there don't really believe in the paranormal. And if they do, they're probably calling it more like angels and demons and spiritual warfare. That those kind of labels probably apply more. But, and like, because it's, you know, in this little bubble, you would think like, oh, there might not be that much happening there. And he's like, no, this is the place where like the most things are happening.
Yeah, it's a seventh circle.
Yeah. So I personally never experienced anything there. If you go back to some of our earlier episodes, the theater that I worked at was in that same town. And mm-hmm. that is where most of my haunted experiences came from. The incidents in the field where I saw the shadow creature, that happened in that same town. That town allegedly has like a large KKK presence. They have a large just a lot of different convergences there. There's a lot of business there in the orthopedic mm-hmm. market. There's a lot of churches there. It has the highest per capita church concentration in the country. It has a very large and active KKK, as I mentioned. So it's just a weird area in general.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nothing specifically happened to me at school that I'm able to remember. just stories that I heard and things like that. But even then at the time, it was really attributed to like spiritual warfare from the devil. So take that with a grain of salt.
You can listen to those stories in Listener's Tales Part 1. Bryce has a really good one about the theater. Mm-hmm. I had one actually with Tulane University, Summer Lyric. Yeah. Yes. But I remember my high school, I lived in Texas for a bit, mm-hmm. and I went to high school there in spring. And I'll tell you this little story. We were doing a performance in October, I believe. I remember because we all arrived to the theater to get ready in our costumes, and we're going to get back into our costumes to go to a Halloween party after our performance of Fortinbras.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of that show? It's a dramedy. It's like a sequel to Hamlet, but it has some humor to it. And during intermission, our stage manager finally comes backstage because we were noticing like how she was kind of like fidgeting and kind of got serious at one point during one of the acts because she was just like on her headset going crazy. We're like, what's going on? Like, what is she talking about? Like, did something happen? Did someone skip a line or miss a cue? No, she comes backstage to tell us that she saw someone in the catwalk during one of the acts, and she was asking us, hey, which one of you guys were in the catwalk? And we're like, hey, we're all backstage.
Right, we're in a show.
Because in order to get to the catwalk in our theater, you had to pass the audience seats. Like, you had to pass a certain section of the audience seats in the front of the theater to get to the entrance of the catwalk. It was built weird, which is why they have a brand new theater as of now.
Yeah.
So we were just, like, perplexed and really intrigued who was in the catwalk. And we were like, well, what about so-and-so in the lighting booth? And she was like, that's who I was with on the headset. I was going frantic trying to figure out who was there, and I thought it was him. He was still in the booth, and he even saw some movement on the catwalk. So
both see it from like different angles.
Yeah, it was crazy. God. And it was perfection because it was October.
Right.
And we were like, okay, let's do our own ghost hunt. So after the performance, we all, as a cast, along with the stage manager, go up the steps to the catwalk. And it's a bit of a creepy little area. So we get there, and there's a section, this little like little concave or a vestibule where they have like all these little wires and lights stored. And then we noticed these little storage carts were lined in a row away from the wall. And so the stage manager goes and plays Nancy Drew. She goes behind the
In typical
cart.
Stage manager fashion.
Yes.
Like, and if you need something investigated, get a stage manager.
Stage manager, always.
They will figure it out.
She, it's like, oh my God, what the hell is this? And we thought it was a joke. We're like, come on, like, stop kidding. It's Halloween. No, we go back there. There's a sleeping bag, a pillow, and an alarm clock, and empty potato bags, and like potato chip bags, and Coke cans. And we're like, is someone sleeping here? Like, who's been camping out here?
Oh my God.
And we turn and look at the lighting guy. Like, have you been camping out here? And he's like, don't look at me. That's not my mess. This is the first time I've seen this. After that, we left. The stage manager tells our drama teacher. Mm-hmm. Drama teacher tells the administrators. A week and a half, almost 2 weeks later, we find out that it was a hermit. Some guy was living in that little area of our school, and he had been living there for 3 months. And we were like, how did you not notice this? They were like, this is the first time we've seen it. And I guess he didn't think like no one was going to be walking the catwalk or being in that area. So we were figuring, okay, this guy had to have woken up really early, packed up his stuff, cleaned up the area, and then left and would come back like,
How did he get in and out of the school?
That is our biggest question. But, you know, we had a lot of after school activities. So he probably wandered in and just made his way into the theater.
Just some random guy that no one's like, hey, who's he here for?
I know. It was the oddest thing.
I graduated in 2005. So that was like right on the cusp. Like, obviously, I grew up in a post-Columbine era, but our school never had, like, when I was there, like, metal detectors. There was, like, sign-in, but it was manned by, like, students on their free period. So, like, some freshman girl would be like, hi, sign in here, please. Like, they're not going to stop anybody from coming in. So, like, I think our generation was really, like, the last ones to not have, like, much more heightened security.
Yeah, we didn't have much at our school, and now I know it's,
but even
like
then, like, I don't think someone could have gotten in completely I mean, I would hope not. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Well, at our old job in Hollywood, someone ended up doing that, remember?
Yes.
And we had security 24/7. But here's the big question. Why are schools hotspots for paranormal activity? Colleges and universities, even high schools, need a lot of room, and they're often built on top of older structures. It's very, very possible that psychically potent environments with a lot of possibilities for the sort of mental energy happens to attract spirits. Stress, emotion run very high in schools, colleges, grade schools, with so many of those young minds just starting to find their way in the world. We talked about this in our Is Our Job Haunted by the Ghost of Charlie Chaplin, parts one and two. The old cliche of a school being built on top of an Indian burial ground or haunted battlefield is more common than you think. We see you, Enika Edenfield, over there in Savannah, because she tell you some schools that were built over old battlefields there. This is even truer for California colleges and high schools, but there's so much drama and history in this state that it's no wonder ghosts are literally everywhere here. But whatever the reason, college campuses and high schools are great places to be spooked out. So where are these haunted schools in California? Better yet, where are these schools in and around Los Angeles? Yes. Because we have quite a few. Now, in Thousand Oaks, you'll find California Lutheran University on the grounds. The Mount Clef dorm has quite a reputation for haunted interest. This dorm is known for its ghosts, including one of a young boy who is sometimes seen roaming about the halls upstairs, closest to the 300 section rooms. Residents blame him for the doors that they had closed and locked before retiring in the night, only to find open. Students have uncovered mud that has mysteriously appeared in their beds and disappeared.
Not in the bed. Oh,
at
no.
times. It's either like, dude, you're not wiping very well, or what are you doing in the night? Are you sleepwalking?
Oh,
what's going on? Now, some have experienced their pillows thrown to the other side of the room as they slept in the middle of the night. Some were literally yanked right from under them as they slept, and rumor has it that the dorm was built in the same site as an old hotel where the murder of a young boy supposedly took place. I would be very pissed if a little boy or a little ghost boy was disturbing my slumber.
Right. I always talk about how scared I am all the time, and that remains true. I think the fight or flight when I'm sleeping would kick in very quickly.
It's obviously
I'm just
fight.
Like water bending holy water through a squirt gun, like crosses flailing. Like, do not mess with my sleep. If you're taking my pillow or waking me up or dragging me out of my bed, we're going to have a very serious problem. Like, no. Anything that wakes me up it's on site.
Yeah.
If it's normal nighttime, I'm the biggest baby, as you have seen and can attest to. But like, if you wake me up, fighting words. Like, no.
What is your solution for dealing with ghostly children in the middle of the night? Bring in Bryce Mitchell Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
I
will fall asleep immediately. My boyfriend's always like, I've never seen someone who can fall asleep so quickly. I'm like, I know, it's a gift. we can be having this conversation and I could fall asleep mid-sentence.
Yes, that's my husband. Every time I try to bring him to the movies, like Dune, for example, he fell asleep in the middle of Dune. I'm like, no.
In his defense, that is a 3-hour long movie.
Yeah.
That is a nap time.
That was a very slow movie. Mm-hmm. I have thoughts on it, but I love their storyline. It's going to pick up in parts 2 and 3. That's just me.
Have you read or seen the original?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So I'm a virgin. I'm a Dune virgin, but I'm very excited. But my life goal, I did not know this. I have two. Marry Oscar Isaacs. I already knew that one because he's so talented and beautiful. I love him so much. The second one is to be in the, like, lady cult where they, like, say words and people have to do what they say, but they, like, wear flowing chiffon pieces everywhere.
And
like,
veils, yeah.
Oh, goals. That is honestly all I want.
I could definitely skip a hair day and a makeup day just by wearing that.
Beautiful. Stunning.
I know, and I look stunning in black. Iconic. Anyone so slimming of a color.
So those are my two goals for the new year.
Now, in Burbank, we've also included this in our Haunted Burbank Tour episode, the College of Woodbury University, who used to run as which used to run as a monastery. It is believed that the ghost of Mother Cabrini is a visitor of the campus, and this nun who once lived on the premises is said to be behind the ringing of the bell in the bell tower that chimes at late hours in the night.
Mm-mm, I don't like that.
I'm going to give a really good pun. You ready?
Uh-huh.
With the nonsense.
Oh, bye. Goodbye.
All right. So head on over. Let's head on over to Laxon Auditorium, found in Cal State University in Chico, to encounter the spirit of an older woman who has been spotted by people performing plays while on stage. They claim that she takes a seat at one of the balcony locations, and it seems that she's always choosing to sit in the same seat every single evening. But when anyone attempts to find out if this is a real person or not, she simply disappears.
In I get that. You want your seat. You just want your place
to be
held.
That is your seat.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I had season tickets to the Pantages, and mm-hmm. there actually is something really fun about, like, you go and, like, you always know where your seat is, and
right.
they escort you, and I respect that ghost.
Yes. You have a connection to your seat.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
In San Rafael, a trip to Dominican University will bring you closer to the ghost who is called the Blue Boy, who is said to have lost his life when he drowned in the bathtub, and they believe he haunts the site of his death, where unexplainable wet footprints have been uncovered. In Hayward, students attending Cal State University may become acquainted with the ghosts who are said to dwell close to Robinson Hall. And these sightings usually take place around 10 p.m. and consist of a male and female who are rather friendly to those he or she comes in contact with. Some claims that the female sometimes wears a little Bo Peep costume. That is, like, what in the Carol Ann poltergeist is that?
I'm not here to kink shame anybody, but oof.
We got some kinky ghosts.
Oof.
What in the hell are you doing in Cal State?
Girl.
University of California, Irvine has a ghostly mother in search of her daughter. And San Jose State University has some World War II ghost. But what university is the most haunted in California? Well, we actually have a tie. San Francisco Art Institute and Cal State Channel Islands, both locations have the craziest activities and personal accounts. So we're going to start with San Francisco Art Institute. Mm. Let's go to San Fran.
Ooh.
So Russian Hill sees plenty of haunting activity within San Francisco, and the San Francisco Art Institute is built right in the thick of it. Sitting on top of what some claim, keyword is claim, former graveyard. And the Institute sees activity such as light flickering, phantom footsteps, and doors mysteriously opening and closing on their own accord. Mm. Yes. Yeah. So according to SanFranciscoGhosts.com, the San Francisco Art Institute was established in 1871 along with the San Francisco Art Association, and the group was put together to promote local and regional artists who have wished to showcase their artwork to various enthusiasts and art collectors that have lived in California and even all over the country.
Wow.
In 3 years' time, the association had gained well over 700 members, and the student count would soon increase as the Institute, then known as the Mark Hopkins Institute of Art, allowed students from California School of Design were able to sign up for classes. So the Hopkins Institute was soon destroyed along with the large part of the city during the earthquake and fire of 1906.
Oh, wow.
The replacement value was said to be estimated around $3 million. However, thanks to a generous insurance policy, the Institute was rebuilt within a year. The campus was rebuilt and later named the San Francisco Art Institute, and in 1916, the San Francisco Art Association merged with the San Francisco Society of Arts and took over its operations of the San Francisco Museum of Art at the Palace of Fine Arts. That's a lot of arts.
A lot of art.
The school relocated to its current address of 80 Chestnut Street in 1926. Now here is where we go in with the ghost theories. Ready? You got your coffee there?
I'm ready.
Okay, rumors have spread for many years that the San Francisco Art Institute at its current location had been the subject of hauntings. One such rumor that had been floating around for a while was that the campus was once a burial ground of those who had died during the gold rush years. Over the years, oh, when construction workers were renovating the campus, including the tower, there have been reports of tools being moved around and even misplaced. Students and faculty of the past have often heard phantom noises such as footsteps, screams, and even visions of spirits appearing at odd hours of the day in the hallways.
Whoa.
Most people have said that the tower was a hotbed for paranormal activity because of the legendary stories that have been told about the hauntings. The San Francisco Art Institute had at one point hosted an art exhibit based on the hauntings themselves.
Hmm.
So the exhibit was fittingly named Ghost of the Tower, and it was unclear when the hauntings had begun, but it had long been a legendary story told from student to student, so it's been watered down, and it's unclear if there are still hauntings to this day, but rest assured, you may be bound to run into a student that may have visited the tower only to possibly tell you of an eerie or uneasy feeling they've gotten from the possible paranormal activity they have felt or witnessed. Even ghost hunters had first investigated the Institute in the 1960s after repeated accounts by construction workers who had heard various screams and noises. Some of them had refused to work after hearing stories of grisly accidents that had apparently happened prior to the renovation that they intended to do. And that is the San Francisco
Not the screams.
Art Institute. Yes. And the slamming of the doors. Wouldn't it be a bitch to, like, sleep in that institute, Bryce?
Yeah, again, like, just let me sleep. Like, that's all I ask. But
on a
sleep
scale of
1
to 5, on a sleep scale of 1 to 5, would you sleep there?
Again, there's really nowhere that I probably wouldn't sleep. Desperate times, I guess.
Desperate times, yes. On a scale of 1 to 5, though.
With 1 being...
the lowest.
Oh, would I choose to sleep there? No, a 1.
So 1, okay.
Yeah. But if I had to, I could make it work.
Okay, you can make it to a nice, easy 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
4, almost, yeah. Cal State, Channel Islands, and Scary Dairy is the second one. This one is really interesting.
Mm.
Okay, so before Cal State, Channel Islands opened, the campus was built to house the Camarillo State Mental Hospital.
Oh my God, of course it was.
The hospital opened.
Of course.
Yes, obviously, as every story is.
Opening
here.
Credits of the movie. Like, all right.
California.
Yeah.
So the hospital opened in October 12th of 1936, although it started with only 410 patients
wow.
that year, it grew over 7,000 by 1957 and was considered to
oh
be
God.
The largest psychiatric hospital west of the Mississippi.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It gets even worse.
Of
the
course.
Asylum helped people who were developmentally disabled as well as those with mental illnesses such as schizophrenia, autism, TB, or drug or alcohol addiction. Patients were rumored to have undergone electroshock therapy as well as other abuse such as immersion in tubs of hot water, followed by being wrapped in icy towels. Lobotomies were also supposed to have occurred on this location, along with other rampant patient abuse and even negligent deaths. Patients were also often left alone in restraints, heavily drugged alone in isolation rooms.
No
so by the 1970s, yeah, it's really bad. The past left many scars, and we'll touch
the history
on those
of
scars.
California mental institutions is horrifying and fascinating.
Yeah,
because
everywhere.
Yes, everywhere. But
yeah.
California has a very unique history with them, I think, too. And
yes.
It's just like,
remember Rockhaven?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just like these places. And then obviously with the abolition of those types of facilities in the 80s, we are dealing with a homelessness crisis and a mental health crisis in this state as a direct result of those actions.
Yeah.
So it's this weird thing where I know I sound like a broken record, but once again, like, the echoes of the past are the things that we are dealing with in the present.
Always.
And it's like, yeah, that's a very physical one, but, like, of course these places are also haunted. There's the amount of trauma that was
100%,
happening in
yes.
these places.
Like, this mental hospital
yeah.
abuse was a big thing.
Right.
And we'll see what it left behind.
Oh, God. I assume it's not a plate
it's
of muffins.
It's not... No, it's a plate of moldy muffins.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
I might still eat them, depending
yeah,
on how
probably
hungry.
Burnt, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I've had worse. Like, look, again.
Okay.
She hungry.
I'm sorry, I just ran into my mouth.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Now, by the 1970s, the hospital came under a lot of criticism for its practices and came under investigation, finally, for some of the past actions, and they were ordered to stop doing several of their procedures. Patient numbers began to dwindle slowly over the years until finally, on June 30th of 1997, at over 60 years of after first opening, the hospital closed its doors. So Cal State Channel Islands is then built in its place, and the first classes were offered in fall of 2002. Although a lot of the campus is now used by the university, there are several buildings on campus still sitting unoccupied and unused. And they're long abandoned, and they're really haunted. The whole entire place is haunted.
That makes sense.
So according to students, faculty, and staff, ghostly children have been heard laughing. So more ghostly children. Items have been seen or been said to disappear in one location only to reappear in other rooms. Poltergeist-like activities such as having objects mysteriously be thrown at people have occurred. Doors have slammed shut, sometimes on people, and also mysteriously opened by themselves. Phantom mists have been seen moving around campus at night. And residents have reported smelling odors that could only be that of a hospital.
No.
The sounds of scratching on the walls in some of the buildings has also been heard. And people have even reported taking pictures of windows into abandoned buildings and seeing faces staring back at them from the long unoccupied rooms.
No, no, no.
And then there are the ghosts. So there are full-body apparitions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Numerous phantoms have been seen, particularly around or in the bell tower. There is the ghost of a man who appears in the stalls of one of the women's restrooms.
Sir.
I would fight or flight. Fight. My ass would fight. I'm sorry.
You gotta fight. We have to fight for
this
equality.
Is tinkle time.
No.
Okay. You do
get
not.
Get out of the women's restroom, you little creep.
Right?
Ew.
Disgusting.
Don't be a creep in the afterlife, everyone. PSA, don't be a creep in
Period.
The afterlife.
Yes.
Yeah, and here, too.
You can see his legs only to disappear when you open the door.
Mm-mm.
Now, a woman around the bell tower will ask for directions to the chapel before disappearing. In some of the abandoned buildings, students have reported running into a woman in a hospital gown who silently screams at them before vanishing.
Oh, God.
And a ghostly janitor haunts the school, the sound of his phantom keys jingling, alerting those to his presence.
Ew.
The bus stop near the bell tower is also haunted by a ghost. And with all these ghosts so far, it comes as to no surprise that there's a woman in white. There's a woman in white.
There always is.
She is assumed to be a nurse who roams the bell tower's hallways only to disappear when approached.
Oof.
Yes, and that's not the end of it.
Oh, God.
So connected to this mental hospital was a little dairy farm.
Stop.
That is now labeled.
That can't be real.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it doesn't stop. Like the
you
Halloween
know what
trilogy.
You mental hospital is missing? A
dairy
farm. Maybe they, like, maybe the cows gave them something nice to look at.
Yes,
I
and the plants
so.
And everything.
Yeah,
so,
I hope so
they, a lot of people now call this Scary Dairy because if you see the
stupid.
Pictures
it.
Of it
I
online,
believe that's what it's called when the McDonald's ice cream machine
is
broken.
Broken.
Scary Dairy.
Me laughing as though I have a lung infection. Damn.
All right.
Burn.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I do want some McDonald's ice cream.
I know. You're not going to get it.
I'm not going to get it.
Scary is still
day.
Broken.
Heartbreaking. So anyway, sorry, friends.
How do you feel? I feel like the McDonald's ice cream machine all the time.
Broken.
Huh? Broken.
Always.
Always. Right. So there's Scary Dairy, a.k.a. the McDonald's ice cream machine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we are not talking about those who are lactose intolerant also. Mm. All right. So a dairy farm was built next to the hospital in order to allow some of the patients...
Aww.
To grow vegetables and or work with the animal as a animals as a form of therapy.
That's nice.
And this is now mostly ruined, heavily vandalized, Aww. And very unsafe. It has become known as Scary Dairy to many enthusiasts and paranormal seekers mm-hmm. and investigators and
yeah.
ghost hunters. So those who venture there have actually collected chilling EVPs, have seen shadow figures.
Oh, my God. Of cows?
No.
Oh god, that'd be so cute.
That would be.
That's the only.
Give me a ghost cow.
Yeah, that's the only one that I'd be okay with.
Give me a ghost cow any day.
Cute.
Yes. Shadow figures of what they believe to be patients. They've even seen people in. One, I think there's been some accounts where they've seen people in hospital gowns.
That makes sense.
And there have been reports of scratches. Some people believe that there's a demon there.
Well, no, yeah. God, no.
Well, it's a cow. It's a cow.
A demon cow.
Demon cow.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, when you go there to a location that's, you know, famous to be haunted, you have ghost hunters and people that don't know what they're doing and they're exacerbating something.
Right.
That, you know, shouldn't be called into an area like that. You know what I mean? And I see why people gatekeep locations because they try to prevent these, you know, YouTube ghost hunters going there with their Ouija boards or whatnot.
Shock value.
Yes. Yeah. And now they've manifested something pretty negative there.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And that is the story of Cal State, Channel Islands, and Scary Dairy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So those are the two most haunted universities in California. And when I was doing the series on TikTok and I cover Channel Islands, I had a lot of people comment of their personal experiences.
Wow.
So here we go with accounts.
Yeah.
This is something that they deal with on a daily basis.
Right.
Now let's go into a couple of famous high schools.
Let's
do it. All right, Pomona. We see you over there. We see Pomona, Red Devils. You guys got more ghosts than you do devils, okay? So Pomona High opened in early 1900s, and your story, Pomona High, actually starts in 1956 when a fire engulfed the original Pomona High School, which I believe could have been on Holt Street or Gary Street, either or, and the entire school was relocated on the grounds of what was once known, get ready.
Stop.
You ready? The Palomares Cemetery.
Of course, like, come on. At that point, you're just
Carol Ann. What in the Carol Ann?
Yeah, you're just willfully like defying the odds of getting haunted. Like, come on, you know what's going to happen.
But I like to know what happened with the dead people.
Yeah.
What did they do with the remains?
Right.
Well, according to historical records, the remains were all moved to Pomona Holy Cross Cemetery. And according to findagrave.com, it lists over 117 interments. But some people who go to school there claim that they're still finding more remains and more gravestones.
No.
Yes. So someone left Nana back there in the cemetery.
Oh, no.
But it turns out to be a lot more graves missing, and it turns out there's more ghosts floating around the school, primarily in the high school band room. So students have claimed that the band room has a weird vibe, that it may be haunted.
That's just because of the band, kids. Like, come
what
on.
What is worse, theater, speech or debate, or band?
I am a little biased because I was the dual president of choir and the Thespian Society in high school.
Ooh.
And a lot of my friends were in band, so we crossed a lot of paths, but I was never a band kid, so I gotta go with band. I know. I'm going to get the hate comments rolling in.
All right. Do you think band kids are more intense than theater kids?
No, I don't. I think they're probably more sexually active, but I don't think they're more. Nobody is more intense than theater kids. As a former theater kid, a current theater kid, a future theater kid, nobody is more intense than we are.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
I think the band kids were more sexually active for sure. Yeah.
As we've seen depicted in American Pie Part 1.
Yes, that is not that
like
much
this
of a
one time in band
yeah,
camp?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
not.
Band
yeah,
camp. Bless. There you go. That's all we have to say.
Uh-huh.
The high school band room in Pomona High is claimed to be haunted by a ghost who likes to open and shut the door. And there's another one that it's in a closet inside there that likes to watch people play and undress.
Oh my God, these little perverts.
I know, what's up with these pervert ghosts?
No.
Students claim that they don't like to be in that room by themselves or rehearse late at night. They feel like they're being watched.
Mm-mm.
They hear weird knocks. They see the doors open and close by themselves.
Mm-mm.
And that's in Pomona High School. We move on to Cathedral High. This one is crazy.
Oh God.
Cathedral High School has some definite haunts and a lot of history. It's located in Los Angeles. And what in the damn poltergeist? From the early 1800s to the mid-1900s, Cathedral High School it now rests upon the old Calvert Cemetery.
Oof.
which held the remains of Pio Pico's wife, Maria.
Oh, my God.
And even General Andres Pico. So, yes, even if you have some street cred, you can't rest in
LA. Apparently not. Jeez.
You can't. But you know how the story goes. In Los Angeles, the cemeteries fell into disrepair in 1920, and then it is given to the Christian Brothers, and they finally decide, why don't we just turn the land into Cathedral High School? So they did that in 1925. Oh, but what happened to the bodies? What happens to the bodies? Well, the bodies were transferred from the old Calvary Cemetery to the new Calvary Cemetery in East LA. So back in 2006, there was a discovery of tombstones and bones in the football field.
Oh, my God.
And a few months later, there were more bones and headstones that we're finding that they oddly put on display in the high school.
Stop.
Yeah, they put them.
Oh, my God. Stop.
To them, according to one of the students that was interviewed in a local news article, it's paying honor to whomever was buried there. So they put them on display in the front of the school. Yeah.
Okay. Got some questions, but okay.
So is it haunted? Absolutely. According to Scott Marcus's blog, Voices from the Grave, it turns out that he collected a few ghost stories from a former student. So according to his blog, the former student describes how the maintenance workers would hear and see some crazy stuff in the middle of the night. Mm. They would hear footsteps when no one is around and other loud, unexplainable noises.
Wow.
So they were convinced because we disrupted the cemetery that there's a lot of pissed off people.
Yeah.
Yes. Another one is Chaffey High School in Ontario, California. What's up, Ontario? So a big shout out to all you Tigers out there. Now, the school was originally started by two brothers, William and George Chaffey, or whom I like to call Jorge Chaffey. Uh-huh. And in the late 1800s, it first started out as an agricultural college. Hmm. Now, by the early 1900s, it was then called Ontario High School. But by 1911, it was opened up to more students who were coming in from Upland, California, to which it becomes Chaffey High School. However, the school does have a haunted past with some pretty racist ghosts.
Well, it is Upland. So.
Yes, a.k.a. the KKK.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, girl, in 1924, Chaffey High School was the setting of a major Ku Klux Klan meeting where they inducted 130 people and burnt crosses in front of the damn school.
Oh, God. Come on.
Yes. Now, enough with the racist ghosts. Let's start with some of the legends and ghost stories. So, in 1927, this was an actual accident that happened in front of the school. So, it turned out that a trolley car had collided with a car, and this accident occurred in front of the high school. This accident claimed the life of a husband and wife. Oh, wow. The wife was taken instantly, and the husband died on his way to hospital.
Oh.
And this story actually is true because I found a newspaper clipping of it, and I'll post it on our Instagram. Yeah. But according to legend, there happens to be a man with a period light hat who wanders in front of the school asking people if they've seen his wife.
Oh, God.
And when you answer him, he just disappears. Chaffey High School also has a haunted theater, and what makes this theater very interesting is that it's part of the original structure from when it was the agricultural college.
Oh,
some believe that there is an apparition of a woman who is seen on the balcony area of the theater, and she's dressed in white, another woman in white, and she's either seated or seen walking back and forth in the balcony area. Now, according to legend, people claim that this young woman was a student of the school who committed suicide by hanging herself in the theater between 1912 and 1913, to which is why she is now the theater ghost. Now, there's also a legend of a man who haunts the tower. There's a bell tower. They believe it's another suicide, that he hung himself in the bell tower and he walks the bell tower. So people see weird flashes of light, shadow people, and a green mist that surrounds the top of the tower.
Ooh.
Then finally, we have Bakersfield High.
Yes. That old place.
That old place is very haunted, and here's why. This is one of the most haunted high schools, in my opinion, in California. So the high school dates back to 1893, where it first opened. But before the high school was built, there was something else on the property that was called Kern General Hospital. And according to Bakersfield High School's archivist, Ken Hooper, Kern General Hospital was formerly built on the site known as Elm Grove, which is on the campus of Bakersfield High. Hmm. The hospital was torn down in 1893 just to make room for the first building on the current high school campus, which is known to be the commercial building, which ends up being demolished in 1936. Now, let's get into the haunted sections of the school. It's a section called Warren Hall that it has a lot of activity. And Warren Hall was originally the Bakersfield Junior College building.
Oh, God.
Which was built in three separate sections, starting in 1929 to 1931, adjacent to California Avenue. So you already have a hospital that was built on the grounds of this place, followed by a junior college. So no, Lord knows what amount of energy has right. been absorbed there. A lot of hauntings primarily occur in Warren Hall, and it's so active that Bakersfield High School was actually a part of a news segment.
Oh my God.
Back in the early to mid-90s.
Sure.
So they interview this custodian by the name of David Villarreal. And according to David Villarreal, he cleans a lot of the hallways and classrooms in Warren Hall. And he states in the interview, "I saw a body one night. It had no head, just a torso and legs. Ugh. And it just started walking down the hallway. So I ran out, man. I ran out." Another custodian claims that one night while he was cleaning the hallway in Warren Hall, he heard what sounded like two people talking in one of the classrooms, except those rooms were locked. He said that he distinctly heard what sounded like two people having a full-on conversation behind one of the doors. He had to unlock the door to enter the room. Ew. He turned on the lights and the room was completely empty.
Oh, God.
He looked underneath the tables. No one was there.
Oh, the door being locked is so creepy.
Yes. The theater also has a lot of activity. There's a rumor that a man had fallen to his death while fixing a light. Oh. And his ghost is the one that likes to turn on and off the lights in the theater.
Sure. Doing his job.
Just doing his job like the regular theater ghost, as Love he that. Should be. And even students have seen what looks like shadow figures around certain hallways, Oof. Primarily, of course, around Warren Hall.
Oh, God, of course.
Yeah. So those are some of the most haunted high schools Ugh. In California. But Bakersfield definitely takes the cake. You can find the video online on YouTube. If you just Google like Bakersfield High mm-hmm. news hauntings, you'll find it. Finally, we have one that we're going to close. Talk about children ghosts.
Oh, God, of course.
We're going to end it with Falls Vale Elementary in
Forest Falls,
California.
Oh, God, not an elementary school.
Oh, and this school is surrounded by forest. Okay, one of the most eerie hauntings happenings is at the historical Falls Vale Elementary School in Forest Falls, California. It's nestled in a forest, and this old school's claim to fame has been in the tales of ghost children. Many students and teachers have been reporting. So people have claimed to see these ghost children play outside of the school and within the forest. And these apparitions emerge.
Oh, God, within the forest?
Yeah, they emerge from the surrounding forest.
No!
It's nothing but trees there in Forest Falls, hence the name Forest Falls.
Sure, sure,
sure. They move about and play, apparently interacting with the other school children.
Oh, my God.
The children who currently attend the school take these ghostly encounters in stride. In fact, the ghost children are such a common occurrence that the children know their names.
Stop.
Is it possible that claims of an old, abandoned school that is still on the property might hold the key to the mysterious ghostly children? Some paranormal investigators believe that the building might be the hub of the activity instead of the forest.
Interesting.
And that is the rest of the most haunted schools.
Not ghost children of the forest.
In California. Oh.
Oh, God.
Are you going to sleep well tonight?
Not in the forest. Like, no, I will not be going to the forest. Thank you.
I'm not going to Bakersfield. No,
no
one wants to go to Bakersfield.
Oh, my God. Forest ghost children. Ugh.
I know. I saw that one. I'm like, no way. And I Googled it.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of a forest.
I'm sure, yeah.
It's just this little schoolhouse surrounded by forest.
Oh, God. No. No, 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 no.
Yes, 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 yes,
I will not be going to that elementary
would you,
school.
Okay, on a Richter scale, on the sleep scale.
No.
1 to 5, would you sleep?
No, there, I don't think I could. Not in a forest with children ghosts.
Everyone who's participated in this podcast knows that that's a hard no for Bryce Mitchell-Williams.
Not Something about children. Well, give me the, go back to the cow ghosts. Those are cute.
I know. I would go with the scary dairy and try to find and summon a cow ghost.
A child in the woods that they know its name? Ugh. Why are children so creepy?
Because they're like sponges. They are very vulnerable to see that. So, of course, they're like, you know, who's that girl coming
and
from the forest?
There's no pretense with children. They will tell you what they are thinking.
Yeah. Or seeing.
Regardless of your feelings. Like, they will tell you how they feel about whatever. And I just think about, like, that lack of a filter and then also being more open and perceptive and, like, closer to the veil in many ways. Like, oh, God, it's a perfect storm of horror. Yes. Like, that's so creepy. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
I think haunted schools are a perfect storm of horror. And
I know. It's crazy. Like, I wonder, the first one we talked about, and obviously we've talked a lot about the school that we worked at, like, there's got to be some correlation between dorms on campuses and hauntings because there's so much energy there.
Oh, yes. It's all cyclical. Yeah. You know, it's all about having that energy, all the emotions absorbed. Yeah. It's like a haunted theater.
And every year there's a fresh crop with fresh emotions and fresh meat and drama.
Think about it, high school is like, it's not just an old structure, but what they can manifest with the pupils that are inside, you know, especially with individuals going through one of the most vulnerable times of their life, your teenage years. Yeah. I don't like high school. I didn't like my high school. I loved my university. I went to Loyola in New Orleans.
Right.
I cannot remember a majority of my time there.
Right.
Woo! So, yeah, it's like I remember Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Sort of.
these beats
but I had the best 4 years of my life there. High school, I was like, I could care less for it. But, yeah, you're going through so much stress. You know, am I going to get accepted to a new school? Will this group accept me?
Right.
Will I get, you know, in this team? Am I going to pass, you know, pre-Cal? Which, trust me, you will never ever use pre-cal in your life unless you want to go into chemistry
great,
sciences.
But like, I'm not good at math. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, it was a pre-cal nightmare. For me, oh my God, it was never again.
Yeah, no thank you.
Never needed it.
No, I mean, I can't think. I mean, I'm sure there are positions that use it, but that was just a no for me.
That was a hard no for me, too. Barely passed.
Not good at the math.
I know. I was like, a C? I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do the C.
Pass is all
thank
I care
you.
About. Yeah. I had a mostly like positive high school experience, honestly. Mm-hmm. But it still, in a very positive way, there still was a lot of tumultuous, dramatic. I had a professor in college that used to explain it, and I think he was spot on, that people in high school, anytime they complain that like their parents don't understand, I think that is true, because in high school you are intimately familiar with the social workings of that school. You're there the majority of your life. I went to the same school district, K-12. I knew some of those people for 18 years of my life. So that you are intimately familiar. Your worldview, you have an intimate knowledge. They don't understand because they cannot understand how well students in high school. That worldview is the size of a pin. And then you get out and realize that the world is much bigger and you can choose the people that you hang out with and you can choose the kind of life you want and the direction.
Absolutely.
Whereas like in high school, you're required to be there. It's built in. So like, there are people that I got along with in high school, but like that was because we were in proximity to each other, doing the same thing, seeing each other every day on a set schedule. And I still am friends with some of them and follow them and all of those things, but it is a different world. There's a different energy in a high school.
Absolutely.
Than any other kind of like social interaction.
And that's why I'm so intrigued with haunted schools. That's why I was like, we have to do one about haunted schools in California. I love the sci-fi show. You guys would definitely remember it. School Spirit, where they talked about and reenacted people who had very unusual paranormal experiences in universities and high school. And they were insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one in my current job. I now work in Playa Vista at a big university, and we have a couple of ghosts as crazy. Well.
Well, and it's like kind of a classic trope, too. Like, if
you think absolutely.
About like the vampire slayer, like the high school on a hellmouth, and all of like, you know what I mean? Like, there is such a classic, like, high school genre of horror and paranormal, and all of those things. Like, it really does converge into this, like, pop culture status symbol of like, this is
Yeah, you see it in horror films and shows. It's always around a high school, around a university. Yeah. So if you guys have any haunted school tales yourself, please forward them to hollyweirdparanormal@gmail.com. Well, it's about that time, guys, to take it to a close. We just want to say thank you all for tuning in to our episode. And we wish you all a happy and safe Halloween. Yes. If you would like to tag us on your Halloween costume pics on Instagram, we would love to see them. If you're especially wearing a Little Bo Peep costume.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious. Bonus points to anyone in a Little Bo Peep costume.
Yes, absolutely. You can follow Holly Weird Paranormal, guys, on our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Holly Weird Paranormal. Twitter at HWP Podcast. And if you have a few seconds to rate and review our podcast, you can do that on Apple Podcasts. Yes. Give us a 5-star rating, write a really awesome review. We would really appreciate it. Yes. And also, if you if you love Holly Weird Paranormal and you want to support this Holly Weird Paranormal train, we do have a Patreon page. You can head on over to www.patreon.com/Holly Weird Paranormal. For as little as $1 or more per month, you can be a supporter of our podcast. Yes. You could buy us coffee, help us with our host site. We have coffee right now. Bryce just bought me some, and I'm like loving it. And you'll be inducted automatically into our secret podcast society of Saturday Night Ghost Club, where you get to listen to real ghost stories that we collect from people out in the streets. You'll also be gifted in pins, magnets, coasters, and even keychains and stickers as a thank you for your support. Yes. And if you want to learn more about Holly Weird Paranormal, you can head on over to our website, which is hollyweirdparanormal.com. You can get caught up with our past episode seasons, read our bios, and shop at our store, and even find our Patreon page there.
Yes.
Yes, there's so much more out there.
Yes.
A lot more. All right, guys. Take care. Stay safe. Yes. Stay sane. And most of all, stay Holly Weird. Bryce, do you have anything you want to find?
Bye.
Bye, guys. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And sleep very well tonight. Bryce,
no.
I doubt you will.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No. Okay. On a sleep scale of 1 to 5, are you going to sleep well tonight?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's always a 5, but so maybe a 4.
Until one of your roommates like has like a horror movie playing in the background.
Oh no, they're always like, "Did we wake you up?" I'm like, "What? No. What? What are you talking about?" It's a nightmare.
All right, bye guys. Bye. Take care.